भवान् हि वेदा तत् सर्वं यन् मां धर्म अनुपृच्छति चतुर्भिः वर्तसे येन पादाय लोका सुखा आवहाय धरण्युवाच भवान् हि वेद तत्सर्वम् जन्मां धर्मानुपिष्टसि चतुर्भिर्वर्तसे येन पादाय लोकसुखावहाय धरण्युवाच भवान् हि वेद तत्सर्वम् जन्मां धर्मानुपिष्टसि चतुर्भिर्वर्तसे येन पादाय लोकसुखावहाय धरण्युवाच धरण्युवाच भवान् हि वेद तत्सर्वम् यन्मां धर्मानुपृच्छति चतुर्भिर्वर्तसे येन पादाय लोकसुखावहाय धरण्युवाच
श्रीधरणी उवाच.
Mother Earth replied,
Bhavan,
your good self.
He certainly
Veda
knows
Tat Sarvam,
all that you have inquired from me.
Yat,
that
Mom,
from me,
Dharma,
O personality of religious principles,
Anupriccati,
you have inquired one after another,
Chaturdhi,
by four.
Vartase,
you exist.
Yena,
by which?
Padai,
by the legs.
Loka,
in each and every planet.
Sukhavahai,
increasing the happiness.
Translation: the earthly deity, in the form of a cow, thus replied to the personality of religious principles, in the form of a bull. O Dharma, whatever you have inquired from me shall be known to you. I shall try to reply to all those questions. Once you too were maintained by your four legs and increased happiness all over the universe by the mercy of the Lord.
Bhavan Veda Tat Sarvam Janmam Dharmanupichchati. So, Dharmaraj, Jamaraj, he is one of the 12 authorized persons for maintaining properly the human civilization. The principle is dharma. Dharma means not a religious sentiment. Dharma means occupation and duty. Everyone has got some occupation and duty. So, karmam hi sakshat bhagavat samhitam. That occupational duty is assigned by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Tena tattvena bhunjitha. Actually, the dharma principles as we learn from Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, sarva dharman parityajya mamekam saranam. Don't create, manufacture your principles of religion. Concoct. That is the difficulty. Dharma Vishakshad Bhagavatam, he has several times explained this, that dharma means, dharma as it is translated in English, religion. Religion means to obey the laws of God. That is it. Not a sentimental system of religious system we manufacture. That kind of dharma will not help us. Therefore, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the beginning, it is said, dharma prujita koitavatra. Cheating type of religious system is kicked out. That is Bhagavata. No cheating. In the name of cheating and dharma, religious principle, that will not help the human civilization. The real dharma, the real dharma is stated by God Himself. Dharmantu sāksāt bhagavatam. You haven't got to learn from anywhere else, but from God Himself. So that is explained very nicely in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva dharmān parityajya mām. To surrender to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is it. Not only surrender, but to act as he desires. Or you become a lover of God. That is first class religion. We have several times explained. Samayi pungshan paro dharma, yato bhakti va dhukhaji. That type of religion is first class. He teaches you how to become a lover of God. If you become a lover, then your life is successful. Then you will do everything for God. Otherwise, you simply question, why shall I do that? Why shall I do that? Why shall I? That means there is no love. That is training. Just like a novice is being trained up. And he has no love. So he will question, why shall I do it? Why shall I do it? Why shall I do it? Why benefit us of this? So many questions to this. But when there is love, there is no question. So, therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, after teaching so many things, yoga, jnana, karma, and so many other things, at last, Krishna says, is sarva guhyatama. Now I am speaking to you the most confidential instruction. What is that? Sarva dharma parityajya mam ekam saranam. This is the most confidential. So, generally, a human being accepts four principles, namely, dharma, artha, kam, moksha. Dharma, artha, kam. Dharma means religious principle. Artha means economic principle. How to develop economic principle. Dharma, kam. How to satisfy our senses. And moksha. And ultimately, service. But this is material principles. We have to surpass this material principle, then come to the spiritual platform. That is sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. Sarva dharman, this is also dharma. So, just like people are engaged for marriage. They are simple chart is sometimes simply for marriage. Their real business is how to satisfy their senses. If for satisfying my senses, I'll have to pose myself as a religious person, so let me do that. That is their religion. But that is not religion. Real religion is no sense satisfaction simply to satisfy the Supreme Lord. That is real religion. Therefore he says, Bhavan hi vida tasarvam. So as somebody, anything, they require four legs, just like this platform. It has got four legs. The animal stands on four legs. Anything, it requires four pillars. So, to remain steady on the platform of dharma, these four legs require. Dharma, artha, kam. If I simply remain engaged in religious principle, nobody is engaged but to get food, because food also is required. So, therefore, not only religious principle, there must be economic development attempt also. But not one man's soul. We should divide our society in such a way that somebody, some group of men is engaged in studying the dharma principle and spread it. Just like we have taken the principle generally to spread what is meant by real dharma. That is the business of the Brahman. And similarly, some group of men should be Kshatriya for ruling over. Unless there is discipline, ruling, everything will be chaos. The government must be there. The principal directors must be there. So, dharma, artha, kama. And we must live peacefully. Our senses should not disturb us. Because they have got senses, they want satisfaction. So we must give food them also, senses. Dharma, artha, kam, and moksha. But ultimate goal is how to get out of this material existence. This is four things. Dharma, artha, kam, moksha. And moksha by the impersonalist. Their moksha and real moksha. Real moksha, moksha means liberation. Liberation means to get out of this material existence. People do not understand what is moksha, what is economic development, what is religious principle. There is no education. So unless there is sufficient education on this principle, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, you cannot have peaceful life in human society. That is not. That is animal society. Dharmena hina pasuvi samana. If there is no principles of life, that is animal society. Unfortunately, at the present moment, the education is simply for self-gratification. That is animalistic education. Therefore, in spite of advancement of so many things, people are not happy. People are not happy. Here it is said, Chaturdhi Bhattasi Jina Padui Loko Sukhavahai. Sukhavahai. Sukha means happiness. If you want to increase happiness, everyone wants to become happy, that is the highest principle. Atantik dukkha, the whole struggle is going on to minimize our miseries and to increase our happiness. That is our attempt. Everyone is working for them. Ashram takes dukkha nibbitti. Dukkha means unhappiness. And ashramti means ultimate. So people do not understand that what is that ultimate happiness. Ultimate happiness is there. Now there is no dukkha. There is no unhappiness. That is ultimate happiness. If you study whatever happiness we are trying to establish, there is unhappiness also. It is not unmixed. It is mixed. There is economic development. Let's say modern age, if any man wants to become rich man, he has to first of all accept unhappiness, to work very hard. Then he can get some money. Then engaging that money for increasing father money. Then one day he may be millionaire. So that millionaire to become, that is also not undisturbed happiness. How to keep the money, how to invest it. So here, in the material world, as we are engaged, unalloyed unhappiness is not possible. But if you actually want unalloyed happiness, then you have to be advanced in spiritual consciousness. Atantik means ultimate. And dukkha means unhappiness. Atantik dukkha nivitti. Nivitti means finish. So, people do not see what is that atantik dukkha nivitti. What is that ultimate disappearance of unhappiness? That they do not know. Somebody thinks they do not know. Therefore, it requires education. Education means knowledge, to get knowledge. And the basic direction is that if you want really knowledge, then tadvijnana thamsa gurumeva avigacche. One has to go to the guru or the spiritual master. Gurum eva avigacche. One must go. There is no alternative. Nobody can say that without going to the guru, we can become happy. That is not possible. According to Vedic principles, even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he is the Supreme Personality of God, he accepted guru. Krishna, the Supreme Personality, he accepted guru. So that is our Vedic principle. The beginning of Bhagavad Gita, as he said, even parampara praptam, even rajasayu, even rajasi. Rajasi means they saintly kings. They also accepted predecessor, guru. Imam vivasthati yugam pratmana havam mayam. Duvasthana manavitrahu manu ikhata vibram. Everything is there. So, if we actually want to be happy, then we should not live like animals, without any restriction, without any, just even in your state, just to keep proper management on the state. There are so many laws. Even if, as soon as you go to on the street, you see there is state law. I mean, keep to the right. Discipline must be there. That is normal. Discipline. To abide by the state laws. There must be some discipline. Similarly, to make yourself advanced to spiritual life, you must have to observe the discipline. Without discipline, it is not possible. Adu gurbhasram. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, the discipline means one who observes discipline, he is called desire. Everyone knows it. Dhisattva means one who observes discipline. If one does not observe discipline, then he is not a disciple. And one who is not a disciple, his life is chaotic. He cannot be happy. Therefore, Veda says that you must accept a bona fide guru and become disciplined under his instruction. Then you know the higher system of knowledge, the necessity of life, and thus you become happy. So here it is said that Chaturbhi Jina Padi Loka Sukhavo. Without discipline, without proper understanding of the four principles of life, dharma, artha, kama, moksha, nobody can become happy. Therefore, it is said there that you know, I mean, bhamahi veda tattvam janman dharman pichasi chaturbhi vartase jina padi loka sukhavo. Then next.
Satyam Shocham Daya Shanti Syaga Santosha Ajavam Shamo Ramas Sapa Samyam Titiksha Uparati, Shutam, Jnanam, Virakti, Aishvaryam, Shoryam, Tejo, Balam, Smriti, Svatantriyam, Kaushalam, Shanti, Dairyam, Madhavam, Eva, Pragaudhyam Prashrayaha Shilam Saha Ojo Balam Bhagaha Gambhiryam Stairyam Astikyam Kiyati Mano Anahankiti Ete Chanye Cha Bhagavan Nitya Yatra Mahagunaha Pratya Mahatvam Ischadbhir Na Viyanti Sma Karhiche Henaham Guna Patrina Shri Nivasena Sampratam Shochami Rahitam Lokam Atmana Kalina Ikshitam.
Satyam, truthfulness,
Shocham.
These things are all mentioned. How the human society can be peaceful and progressive. These are the qualifications. Not like animals like jumping all day and night. Here in Hawaii you see that children, and elderly person or so, the whole day and night simply jumping in the sea. Somebody is sleeping, singing, somebody is doing something else, somebody is singing. How they are wasting time, but they are pregnant. This is a village. Human life is so important. So many things have to be learned. Neither in the school, college, educational institution, society, nothing. Just like a dog is also jumping, a man is also jumping. This is why. But that is not civilization. Real civilization means these things are to be acquired in real life, personal life. That is civilization. Now these are mentioned one after another. See?
Satyam,
Satyam,
truthfulness,
truthfulness.
Shocham,
Shocham,
cleanliness.
Now, truthfulness, nowadays, is a matter of dream only. There is no truthfulness. Everyone is beginning from the president and down to the ordinary man in the street. Nobody is truthful. Now the president in your country is being questioned so many ways because he has proved himself. So this is a forgotten story, truthfulness. There is grammatical qualification. All these qualifications are mentioned. It is not possible to acquire all the qualities by one man. That is not possible. Just like we divide if there is something to be done, we divide the task. Mister, you do this. You do this. Similarly, all these qualities must be divided among the whole population. Therefore, in the Bhagavad Gita, he has got the direction from the Supreme Lord. Chakut Bandangamaya system Gunakarma Bhiva. One man cannot be. Suppose a businessman. A businessman, he cannot become strictly truthful. That is not possible. A politician, he cannot become actually truthful. Then the whole business will be spoiled. Everyone, suppose you go to a store, the storekeeper says, "Oh, you are my dear friend. I will not take any profit. I will give you at cost price." Okay? So you believe. But actually, how it is possible to give at cost price? How you maintain the business condition? I know that he's speaking untrue. Still, I accept. He is very truthful. There are so many things. The first thing is to, therefore, then truthfulness has to be rejected? No. Another class, the Brahman class, he must be truthful. The ideal must be there. Just like in the university educational department, there is law department. It is not that the whole population of the state become lawyers. No. A section of the people may be lawyers. Another section may be engineer, medical man. So all these qualifications must remain there. That's an educational system. Here is law class, here is botany class, here is chemist class. What about who prepare to accept, you can accept. But these qualities must be there. Not that because it is impossible to become truthful, therefore, truthfulness will be rejected altogether. No. One section must be there. That is the qualification of a Brahman, Sattva Sangalama, Siddhika, Arjava. But these qualities must be there in the society. Come and ask. And they should cooperate. That is the perfection of society. Don't?
Shocham.
Shocham.
Cleanliness.
Cleanliness.
Dvaya, intolerance of others' unhappiness. Shanti, self-control, even if there is cause of anger.
Dvaya,
one must be merciful. Dvaya means when a man is suffering, a fellow man, another fellow man must feel for it. That's called dvaya. There are two things, daya and seva. Seva means to give service to the superior. And daya means to give service to the inferior. Both of them are service. Daya means a man is suffering. He is in helpless condition. Just like in a hospital, those are patients who are diseased. They go to the hospital. There is also seva. The nurse is serving, the doctor is serving. But that is not seva. That is called dvaya. He is not obliged. But out of his compassion, he is giving service to the patient. This is called daya. And Shiva means superior. This guy, spiritual master. Shivaya, Padvidhi Panipatena, Paripasnena, Shivaya. Because the basic intention is that you must go to the spiritual world. Padvijjana khansa guru meva abhivakshe. Abhivakshe means must. There is no alternative. If you actually interested in transcendental knowledge, Padvijjana. Tadvijnanam means transcendental knowledge. Athat brahma jijnasa, and human life is meant for tadvijnanam, to understand. So tadvijnanatham sa gurum eva abhiyatse. So there, how to learn from guru? That is also stated. Tadvijdhi, try to learn from him. Tadvijdhi pranipatena. First of all, surrender. We cannot go to any person for learning anything where there is no sense of surrender. I accept the guru, but in my mind I remain independent. That's why I abide by the orders of guru. That means there is no surrender. There is no surrender. It is false. It is just to satisfy some motive. But that will not help. If you have got any duplicity in your mind, then you will never be successful in any field of activities. So the process is that with the panipatena must be surrendered. Panipat means prakrishta rupina nipat. And therefore, unless you find somebody where you can fully surrender, don't accept Guru. That is cheating. Unless you are fully confident that I am surrendering to this person, he is superior to me, he can give proper knowledge. So therefore the process is, before accepting a guru, one must hear him, at least for 1 year. And when he is convinced that here is actually a guru who can teach me, then you accept it. Guru. Don't accept him physically. This system now should stop that somebody is coming for 3 days. I initiate. Why? But someone see whether he is fit for becoming a disciple. Then they comment. Otherwise, don't recommend. Because the chief recommendation is creating Emma. One is not fit for becoming a student, disciple, and is accepting disciples in lack of freedom. This is not well enough. Therefore, in the Bhakti Rasamrita, Bhri-bhakti-vilas, as Sanatana Goswami, it is directed that the spiritual master and the disciple must meet together at least for 1 year, so that the disciple may also understand that here is a person whom I can accept as my guru. And the guru also can see that here is a person who is fit for becoming my disciple. Then the business is nice. Because the business is Sandhidhi Kanipatena. One must be prepared to surrender. So unless that character is there, surrendering, how he can become a disciple? It is not possible. These are very difficult things, but because it is the age of Kali, Kalina Abhiyasa, as you studied yesterday, that Kalina Vati Bulina Abhiyasa, time is very hard time. Therefore, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has said that it is very difficult time. Kalo, it is not Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's version, it is the Vedic version. Hello, nastiva, 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 nastiva. Simply chant Hare Krishna. This will clarify your heart. Then you can understand his guru had to surrender, had to take lesson in this very temple. Half heartedly if he accepts, then they will kill you. So, Satyam Sautam Daya. To accept Guru, there is also service. And to give service to an inferior person who is suffering, that is also service. So one service is called Daya, and the other service is called Seva. See, if you want to realize God, then the other service, Seva, not Daya. You cannot show your mercy to God. God is full. There is no need of your saying mercy. That's Seva. Two kinds of service. One is called Daya, and another is called Seva. Seva Mukhe, He Jivado, Swami Mustratala. If you want to know what is God, then the other service, Seva. Seva Mukhe, He Jivado. And the service begins from the tongue. Now generally, when we think of service, we think of our hands and legs. That's why I can render service with my hands, with my legs. No. These times of understanding God, the service begins with this tongue. That's it. You cannot understand what is God, what is Krishna, His name, His activities, namadi. Namadi means name, form, quality, activities, pastime, influence, so many things. Adi. Therefore, just like we are chanting, Hare Krishna. But we cannot understand what is the meaning of Hare Krishna. We cannot understand. Namadi. Namadi, Rayam, Indriyai. Indriyai means senses. There are so many people are hearing this sound, vibration. But why they are not becoming Krishna conscious? Because there is no seva. There is no service. Therefore it is said, Atas Sikrishna Namadi Namavid Jayam Indriyai. But how it will be perceived by the Indriyas? Seva Nupri Jivado. By service. And right from the service begins. The beginning. Jivado. Beginning with the tongue. Beginning with the tongue. This is the service. So this is a great science. How? By tongue. Actually, our Krishna consciousness movement is to teach people how to engage the tongue in the service of the Lord. This is Krishna consciousness. We are requesting everyone chant Hare Krishna, that is beginning with tongue, and take prasad and go. That's all. Philosophy later on. Because unless one has got clear brain, unless has actually the senses purified, one cannot take the lessons of the Krishna consciousness movement. Just like this is clear. One cannot understand the lessons which are given in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita. Therefore, in the beginning, we do not ask anybody outsider to read Bhagavad Gita or no. Please come, chant with us, Hare Krishna. That is required. Chant Hare Krishna and you will feel. Because this method will cleanse your heart. The more you chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, the more you become fit to understand the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. That is the process. So anyone who will stop chanting, he will be a victim of Maya. Always remember it. Therefore we insist, please do not forget to chant at least 15 now. That is minimum. The maximum is 300,000. As Haridas Thakur used to do. 300, not impractical. But we cannot do that. Even we cannot complete 16 rounds. We are so unfortunate. But that does not mean, because we are unfortunate, we have to give it up. Try your best. Then life will become perfect. So, Satyam Sautam Daya Shanti. Kanti, Stiyaga, Santurha, Ajabam. These are the qualities. Now, these qualities we have to explain one after another. It will take time. So, three qualities. Satam, to become truthful. Truthful, they say, this is a qualification of S. That some big politician, some years ago, he visited India. You know, Mr. Lloyd George, British politician, George, he was asked by somebody, why you are not truthful? So he answered, that truthfulness is the qualification of an ass. He replied, truthfulness, especially in politics, he said, that in politics, truthfulness is the qualification of an ass. But here, the first thing is recommended, Satyam, truthfulness, Satyam Param Kim. And the biggest politician says this is the qualification of an ass. Just see, how much opportunity have got to make spiritual progress. The first beginning is Satyam. And our leader says this is the qualification of an ass. So, let's see our position. Thank you very much. Question? You're dealing in Saptam, the qualification of an ass. This is difficult. Anyway.
We're speaking of the quality playoff. Mercifulness, and you were saying that actually we could not apply this to the Supreme Lord, but I'm thinking perhaps that the cowherd boys, sometimes were they merciful to Krishna by not being too rough with him?
They were equal with Krishna, therefore they could show mercy. You are not equal with him.
Yeah.
Cowherd boys, they were equal on the same level, although not same level, but they were given the opportunity to speak, to stand, to talk, to eat, on the same level with Krishna. Our position is different. Any other question?
Prabhupada, I was wondering about, you were saying before I've heard that, before you start to learn, you must realize that you're not this body and you're still soul. Is realization different from knowing that you're the spiritual?
What is realization of the spiritual?
The spiritual?
How does one realize? How does one know that
between theoretically knowing that you're not this body and realizing?
Realizing means you can. It is very simple thing that is living man. And a dead man. So you can realize there are souls. So you are living. Now the soul is not there. It's dead. Is there any difference? What is the difference? So why this man is dead? They may explain the rascals in so many ways. But actually, any simple man can understand that there was something. Either he calls it his soul or something else. There is now missing. That soul has not gone. So 1 minute before, the body was so important. And now, after 1 minute, the passing of the soul is useless. So it goes. Is it very difficult to understand? That is realization. If you don't realize, just like a man sleeping, but he is not sleeping. He is awake. But the man is calling, Mr. Swinton, wake up. But he is as he sleep. So people who do not want to realize, there is no realization. Otherwise it is very simple. Very simple. 1 minute one can understand that there are something. And then we come to the guru. The guru teaches Shastra. From Shastra, immediately can confirm. And if you are puzzled, then what is that thing that is missing so that this living body is now dead body? This is the general impression. Then just to get it confirmed, you come to Guru. Guru will say, yes, it is a fact. The soul was there, now it is gone. So how Guru says? Now Guru is manufactured. Guru says on the strength of Shastra. Therefore, Sadhu Guru Shastra. Three things must be there. Guru must be speaking on the strength of Vedic knowledge, not manufactured. He's a doctor. Guru cannot become by manufacturing nonsense ideas. He's not Guru. He's a doctor. Whatever Guru will speak must be evidenced by this Shastra. That is Guru. Oh. So you go to Guru, the Guru will say that, yes, you are right, the soul was there. How it is like? Then in Shastra, what is that Shastra? In Bhagavad Gita, it is saying, Dehnasmin jathadehi kumarajunamjana. Asmin in this body, there is the proprietor of the body. That is so. I love this body because I live in this body. I do not love your body or another's body. But I love my body. Why? Because I live in this body. This is proprietorship. I take care of my apartment because I live in that apartment. I'm not going to take care of your apartment. It's a common sense. And Shastra confirms it. Asmin dehi, dehi means the proprietor. So in this way you can understand what is the soul. This is realization of the existence of soul. This is very difficult. Everything is. Is that clear to everyone?
Yes.
That's all. Mm-hmm. Any other question? Thank you. Wow. Thanks.